Damian Priest has been insanely impressive. He, ever since he lost the belt, I wanted him to have it back.
Who did he lose it to?
He lost it to Gunther. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl, and today, for the first time one-on-one in an episode that didn't get corrupted, I'm joined by my brother, Jaden. Jaden, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm very tired. It is the Thanksgiving night. We had a very long day today. We did the turkey trot. I got a very good time. I'm very proud of my time. 39 minutes and change. Pretty good, right?
For how many kilometers?
It was a 5K. He got a better time than me. He somehow managed to finagle his way into getting 10 minutes ahead.
29 minutes and 33 seconds.
Not to brag or anything. This kid's in great shape.
He is a shape.
And I am a shape. It's true. That's what I even said that to him when we were running. Besides the point, today's the day to talk about the turkey. Today's the day to talk about the gobbledygooker. But we're not going to do that. We got a big time WWE pay-per-view coming up this weekend, Saturday. Special start time at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. WWE Survivor Series 2024. Let's talk about it. Good, right? Do you know anything that's even going on this card other than before you looked at the graphic? Did you know what was happening?
I did not.
He did not. That's just great. So I got to catch him up on some storylines. So let's just, we're going to go in no particular order, but there really is an order. Starting with the United States Championship match, LA Knight going up against the newly reinvented Shinsuke Nakamura.
He's back?
Yes, he's back and he's better than ever. He is more vicious, more brutal than before. He now has face paint going down his eye. You can even see it in the graphic here too, Jay.
Huh.
Shinsuke set his sights on the United States Championship after both Carmelo Hayes and Andrade failed to capture this belt multiple times. Shinsuke Nakamura comes out of nowhere, attacking LA Knight, kickstarting this feud. Do you think Shinsuke has a chance to even win this?
I think they would be silly not to have him win. To have him come back and do this kind of reinventing and then have him lose his first match back, I think that would be ludicrous.
It's a very big word you just used there. Well, here's my thing. Shinsuke Nakamura, he's been United States champion. He's been Intercontinental champion. All of those runs were nothing special. They just kind of happened and people were like, come on, he's got the belt. He's done nothing with it. Just take it off of him already. If he's going to be presented as a Japanese superstar, which he should be, instead of just sitting there and catering, taking a paycheck.
I would do that.
I know you would. But Shinsuke is wasting his best years doing nothing. If he were to win the United States Championship off of a red-hot LA Knight, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just feel like LA Knight's reign is just getting started still. This is a very tough match to predict. It would be bad for Shinsuke to lose this, but at the same point, LA Knight, it's just going to lead to a rematch in December, January. You could have Shinsuke win it at the Rumble if you want to keep this feud going for 3 months. Shinsuke just has the issue of start-stop booking. So every time he's on TV, it just worries me that he's just going to lose again.
Yeah.
I say, what the hell? Make him the United States champion. LA Knight could always win it back if it doesn't work out, but at least Shinsuke had a chance.
I think Shinsuke should win it.
Shinsuke probably should. He'll most likely get a new theme song.
Oh.
I know. I don't know. Maybe he'll go back to his old heel one. That was a banger with the rap, this Japanese rap.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. Japanese. Rapanese. Ridiculous. Moving on from one mid-card championship to another, which is significantly more interesting. No shade thrown to LA Knight or Shinsuke, but the Intercontinental Championship scene, since Bron Breakker's been in the picture, it has been one of the biggest highlights on Monday Night Raw, sometimes overshadowing the World Heavyweight Championship that's held by Gunther, which is something crazy.
Bron Breakker's the champion again?
Yes, he won it. So he won the belt Then Jey Uso beat him for it.
Yeet.
Yeet. Yeet. Yeet. And like 2 weeks later, Jey Uso lost it again to Braun so he could get put with the Bloodline for War Games. Braun is not a heel nor a face. He is a tweener, and it's been reported that they want to keep him like that, which is the best thing for his character. That's he doesn't give a crap about what people think. He just goes out there, spears the hell out of people, and leaves.
He's like the Brock Lesnar.
He really could be the next Brock Lesnar. I would love to see a Brock Lesnar versus Braun Breaker feud.
Braun Breaker versus Brock Lesnar versus, well, Bobby Lashley can't happen no more. But like,
that would have been a
Braun Breaker versus Goldberg.
It could, hey, that could happen still.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in this matchup, Ludwig Kaiser, who's probably there to take the pin, but he's going to look fantastic, putting on a great performance. And Sheamus, this is the interesting one, because he has never in his entire career won the Intercontinental Championship. If he does, he becomes the first person to be the ultimate Grand Slam champion. He will have won every single championship, won the Royal Rumble, won Money in the Bank. He will have won all the big matches. The only thing eluding him is the Intercontinental Championship. So, do we give him the belt at Survivor Series War Games in Canada? Or do we wait till WrestleMania that I'm going to be at? Remember, Braun just got the belt back, too, a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think Braun should lose it yet, then. Send Sheamus into like some kind of spiral down story. I'm going to pick myself back up and win the title. And then he wins the title at Mania, which you'll be at.
I will be there. Wait, I'm going to be at Mania? The finish to this match, I could predict. Sheamus is probably going to bro kick the hell out of Ludwig Kaiser, maybe once or twice. When Sheamus goes for the pin, Braun's going to pull him out of the ring. Or somebody else will pull Sheamus out and Braun will spear him.
Pete Dunne.
Oh, maybe. Well, they kind of finished their feud, I think. But that's an option. Or maybe Gunther comes out and tries to give Kaiser some more motivation.
Oh, they're still together? I thought they broke up.
No, they're still together. Something along those lines. But however it's going to be, Braun Breaker is going to be pinning Ludwig Kaiser. I think it's going to be capitalizing over a Sheamus bro kick. And Sheamus will just miss out on that title. And the commentary and everybody around him are going to be talking about that one moment that Sheamus missed. And then he's going to go back down the card a little bit, suffer some losses, but get built back up in time for April. Because this is a big moment that nobody's done. Sheamus to be the first one, you got to do it at WrestleMania. Oh! Moving on to the WWE World's Heavyweight Championship. It is Gunther going up against Damian Priest, the former champion. And Damian Priest has been insanely impressive. I love watching this guy work.
He's great.
He is. Ever since he lost the belt, I wanted him to have it back.
Who did he lose it to?
He lost it to Gunther. But Damian Priest for the last couple of weeks, Jay, just to keep you up to speed, they've been brawling and Priest has gotten the upper hand every single time.
Oh, Gunther's winning.
So Gunther's probably winning this match. But it would make it even more interesting if Priest were to somehow be the underdog and overcome Gunther to win the belt, going into the Royal Rumble, making the Rumble more unpredictable. That's what I want to see. I want an unpredictable Rumble.
Cena's going to win it.
Yeah, but if Priest is champion, maybe Cena won't. See what I'm saying?
He'll go after Cody.
But Cody's got The Rock.
He does?
Probably. As much as... freaking torch. He's got a freaking Minecraft torch. As much as I would love for my fantasy booking to become a reality and have Priest defeat Gunther, everybody's going to hate on me. I'm getting a lot of hate. Gunther's probably going to win, most likely, in a banger match. These guys just don't miss. Priest is on another level.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a world championship that he could go for. I don't see where he goes from here. After losing this match, probably a strong performance in the Rumble, I would think. Priest is that guy that can go out. He's just so cool. Like, he's just the cool guy. He was like when Razor Ramon used to come out. He was the bad guy. It was cool to be bad. That's what Priest is like. He's got that type of aura.
I like him a lot.
I didn't, when he first came into the company, I did not like him at all. And then he had, I didn't like him. And then he had a match against Johnny Gargano, and that started to turn me around on him. Then he was in the Judgment Day, which wasn't a big fan. Then he won the World Championship, a little excited. But when he had that match against Drew McIntyre that he won, by the way, he beat McIntyre at Clash at the Castle.
That's the match I was thinking of.
That's when I said, this man is a star, and his reign is just getting started. And then he lost at SummerSlam to Gunther. So he's in an interesting spot where he has so much potential still, and he just had a crazy run with the belt. But he won't be winning the belt back on Saturday, unfortunately. So Gunther will hold this belt until WrestleMania, where John Cena will probably dethrone him. Any issues with that? Cena breaking Ric Flair's record? I got no problem. Women in the WWE have been booked incredibly well, most of them, since Triple H took over. And you could see that, especially with this next matchup we're going to talk about, the women's War Games match. You got a whole bunch of talent in here, a ton of champions, the women's world champion, women's WWE champion, the one half of the tag team champions. That's it, because Jade Cargill's out, you don't get the other half.
Is she actually hurt?
No, I don't think she is. I think it's storyline.
I saw she had like a bunch of issues. I thought she was dead.
Nah, she's fine. They have Naomi in this graphic. I don't know if she's actually in the match or not. But if she is, then Naomi's probably the one that attacked storyline attacked Jade. Because Naomi, let's be honest, she's not going to get very far as being a babyface. No. Not in the WWE. We've seen glimpses of what she can do in TNA. I know you didn't really watch as much, but I did. She was a great knockouts champion.
Her name was Trinity?
She was Trinity. Her actual name, by the way.
Nice name.
Yes, great name. Ultimately, at the end of this match, turning heel on her team would actually be for great television. Where she finally says, you know what? I'm the one that attacked Jade. What are you guys going to do about it? Leaves her team in the cage. She's going to give it her all. I don't know if she's going to be turning heel just yet, but we're going to see glimpses of her having some issues. She just gave Bayley a hug on SmackDown, and Naomi was like dead faced looking into the camera. So something's going on. Something's cooking. Mm-hmm. The other side, you have the heels, which has both world champions, Tiffany Stratton, Raquel Rodriguez.
She's back.
And Candice LeRae is actually on this team.
What?
Yeah, the WWE Women's Speed Champion. Oh, there's another belt in this match, the speed title. One side is insanely stacked with champions. The other side, insanely stacked with main event level talent.
Is Rhea the champion still?
Rhea is not the champion. She's going for the world title. I don't know if everybody is going to remember this match for the match, but what they're going to remember is Tiffany Stratton cashing in because she's locked in the cage with both world champions. What do you think of that? A great idea, right? Tiffany could cash in on Liv. Tiffany could cash in on Nia. Don't you laugh. It's a
Nia
great...
Nia Jax is in the match too?
Look, she's the champion!
She's jumping off the top.
She might do an annihilator from the top. Oh my god. That would be crazy. Io's probably... Wait, is Io in the match? Yeah.
Yeah, she's over there.
Io's there. Io's probably going to do another backflip off the top with...
The
garbage can that she does.
That was great.
She's always the highlight in these matches, Io. Io, genius of the sky.
Sky.
Yes. So Io's going to look great. Everybody's going to have their moment to shine. But the biggest star coming out of this is going to be Tiffany Stratton when she cashes in successfully and wins a world championship.
She's fantastic. She's going to do a moonsault off the top.
She has, since coming from NXT, she's really come in as her own, as a character. People want her to win that championship. Her winning Money in the Bank, best thing for her career. Tiffany is going to defeat Nia.
Yeah.
Maybe by a roll-up or something. And Nia's going to be pissed. She's going to let her anger take control over her. Tiffany will beat Nia Jax at the end of this match after the heels lose. So Nia's going to go down two matches this night, and Tiffany Stratton will win the WWE Women's Championship and be the face of SmackDown heading in to the Monday Night Raw Netflix era. Rhea Ripley's probably going to pin Liv Morgan. Tiffany Stratton's going to look like she's cashing in on Liv, but she's not. She's cashing in on Nia. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Stratton, your new Women's Champion. Book it. From the women's War Games matchup to the main event, presumably, of this whole pay-per-view, the men's War Games matchup, the OG Bloodline going up against the new Bloodline. And the OG Bloodline now has CM Punk.
What?
And the new Bloodline now has Bronson Reed.
What?
Bronson Reed's Samoan, so it makes sense. Because everybody's Samoan in the WWE. CM Punk, he has his ties to Paul Heyman.
Oh!
I'm worried for CM Punk in this match because he could be a little injury prone, let's just say. He's been good since he came back, so hopefully nothing else happens. The image of Bronson Reed going to the top of the cage, hitting a tsunami onto multiple people at the bottom, that just makes me salivate. I'm just trying to get you to pop. Bronson Reed is going to be the absolute star of this match alongside Jacob Fatu. Roman and everybody else are going to have their chances to shine as well. But Bronson Reed's going to, he said in interviews that he's going to do something that people are going to remember for years to come.
He's just
going to
jump off the top of the cage like everybody else.
But he's doing a tsunami from the top of the cage. This is one of the most over and protected finishes in all of WWE today.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see when he hit the tsunami 5 times on Seth Rollins?
No.
5 or 6 times? He also did it to R-Truth. He had...
Why R-Truth? What
because,
did he do?
Wrong place, wrong time. Yeah, wrong place, wrong time. He also beat the hell out of Braun Strowman, did a tsunami onto a car in the parking lot. Now, Rollins did defeat Bronson Reed at the Saudi show. But in the rematch, Bronson Reed beat Seth Rollins on Raw with help of Solo Sikoa. Oh. There's a lot of tension with the Bloodline. They don't know if they should fully trust Roman or not. Sami Zayn was in a backstage segment. He had a phone. He tossed it on the couch. Then Roman went to call Paul Heyman, and Paul didn't answer. All of a sudden, Paul Heyman comes out, back with CM Punk. They put out shirts on WWE Shop that had the amount of days that Heyman was with Roman and the amount of days that Heyman was with Punk. So is Heyman going to side with Punk and turn against the tribal chief? The OTC, will Sami Zayn turn on his back on his Usies, his Usos? Is Jimmy Uso really gonna trust Jey Uso? There's so many different things that these people have to overcome. And at the same point, you need Solo Sikoa to look strong. He pinned Roman. Solo's really coming in his own too now. He's shown some personality. He's moved away from being that Umaga type of character to now he's comedic with his laughing, with his facial expressions. I saw a clip on Twitter. He got put up for a powerbomb and he's like this. He puts his hand up and doing the with the ones, then he's doing the praying hands, then he gets put through the table. It was actually pretty funny.
I don't think the Bloodline is going to win this.
They're both, which Bloodline? Which Bloodline, Jaden? You're funny. The best option for them is probably to go with the new Bloodline. Because they do need to rack up some wins. And just look at the caliber of talent they'd be beating.
If the new Bloodline wins, where does this new Bloodline go? Because they kind of set this whole thing up to make it seem like, oh, this is like Endgame.
This is not Endgame.
The Endgame is going to be Roman versus Solo.
They're going to do a rematch where Roman will probably win. For the new Bloodline, they genuinely believe that this is the Endgame for this feud. Once this match ends and they come out on top, they're done. They're done with everybody else. In reality, that's not going to be the case because Roman Reigns is still going to have an issue. He's not going to be the tribal chief yet, officially recognized as the tribal chief, until he beats Solo Sikoa clean. You're going to have issues with Punk and Roman. You're going to have issues with Punk and Sammy. While he's a good partner to have, he's not exactly trustworthy.
There's nobody on the new Bloodline that Punk would turn for. I want Punk and Seth.
That's the Mania match. And speaking of Seth, Seth's going to have issues. Rollins helped Cody beat Roman at WrestleMania. Rollins hates Punk. Rollins feuds with Bronson Reed. Punk is on this team, helping Roman. And Cody has also been in support of Roman Reigns. They teamed at a pay-per-view, by the way, Cody and Roman. So Seth is not going to be happy with this. So maybe Seth Rollins comes out to help the new Bloodline win.
But Bronson.
Screw Bronson. He's doing it because he hates Punk. It's a different type of dynamic that I don't know which way they're definitely going to go. very unpredictable pay-per-view, actually, overall. I'm going to say the New Bloodline takes this one just because they need to be more legitimate. You got killer guys in here in Jacob Fatu and Bronson Reed. They are going to be the two biggest stars in this entire match. Crazy spots, maybe backflip tsunami combo at the same time. The Bloodline, they don't need this win. They just got rushed back together. No reason to have them come out on top just yet.
But why bring them together just to make them lose?
Because they got to deal with their inner, you know, their emotions. You got to get all the emotions in check. Everybody's got to be on the same page. And you're really going to see the cracks in the Bloodline. They're not a unit like they once were. They're just coming back in for old time's sake. They don't fully trust each other. What are Roman's true motivations? Does he want to get back at Solo? Or does Roman want that world title? And is he going to use his group to get back there? They don't want to be used. They're all main eventers.
Because of Roman.
Because of Roman. They don't need Roman anymore. They're not going to let Roman use them. So that brings this episode of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast to a close. The season 3 finale of the podcast. And we will be back in season 4, Royal Rumble themed. We got a lot of stuff cooking. We're going to be getting some Rumble watch-alongs. We're going to be getting some new guests coming on. A lot of stuff cooking. It's going to be a good time. I've been your host, Nick Pearl. This has been my brother, Jaden, and we'll catch you all in season 4. Let's keep rambling, everybody.
Yeah.
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 Good, right, Jay?